Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today from the MOB Daily Power-Up Call. Great to be with you on a Wednesday morning. Middle of another big week here in the MOB community, and grateful as always to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you so much for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. It has always been a pleasure. I do appreciate it. It's been an awesome 5 years, and tomorrow will officially be my final broadcast here on the Daily Power-Up Call. I would love for you to join me there. We're going to have a lot of great stuff. I just want to give some accolades and some appreciation and some gratitude to some special people and kind of take a look back, but also give you some things to chew on as we move forward. And today, I want to continue that conversation here, because what I want to talk about is some of the misconceptions of success. These are some things that, frankly, over the last several years as an entrepreneur and even central here to the MOB Daily Power-Up Call, I've discussed a lot of these things. You know, we've discussed topics around this. We've discussed what it takes to be successful. We've talked about some of the strategies and the techniques and even the tactics that you have to employ in order to build a successful business. And because we're the MOB Daily Power-Up Call, we talk about how to build success for your business. But these principles you'll find are pretty universal. They apply across life. These are the kinds of things, by the way, that I teach you, not just for yourself. I teach you to give you arsenal to help other people. Because as you've heard me say many times, entrepreneurship is leadership. It's my fundamental belief. I truly, honestly believe that. I live that. And I believe that if we all took that mantle of leadership and rose to that big responsibility, we would not just make more money in our lives, but we'd also help a lot of people along the path. And what you're going to find is that there's a lot of people out there who have that dream and that aspiration of creating the dream life. And what's interesting about that is that creating a dream life or building a dream business, cultivating meaningful relationships, realizing dreams, all of it is only possible if there is a few pieces in place. Right? It's not just possible, but it should be the default position we all go to. It should be our default to live a meaningful life. It should be our default to have meaningful relationships. It should be our default to be building our dream business. But sadly, for many people, it is not. There's a lot of people out there struggling. And here's my humble belief. Here's what I want you to take on board. I want you to take on board that you just sort of fall into this on a daily basis. You just show up and you have a successful business, that you have that dream lifestyle that you've worked hard to build, that it's not a dream, it's a reality, that's your default. I had a mentor of mine many years ago. He passed away. He's a wonderful guy, amazing dude, by the name of Bill Bartman. And Bill was a self-made billionaire with a capital B as in bumblebee. And he made his billions of dollars off of helping people get out of debt. So he actually helped reform the debt collection industry here in the United States and really worldwide. It used to be very, very shady, very unscrupulous, and he helped to turn around legislation. He actually worked with Congress. He was a really amazing guy. And I remember him saying, listen, being a millionaire should be your default. Don't worry about being a billionaire or a multimillionaire. Just worry about becoming a millionaire. That should just be your natural state of homeostasis. That's where you should just live. And then everything else sort of takes care of itself. You can scale up from there. And I thought, you know, it's easy for him to say because he's a billionaire. But that was my first misconception about success. Too many people live in sort of deferment of their dreams. I remember thinking that way. I remember thinking, oh, I'm going to put my dream off to a time when the timing's better. Maybe you've heard this. People that put off their dream for another time, or waiting for better circumstances, or waiting for their ship to come in. I'll tell you this. I've experienced both sides of this. Waiting for better, waiting for my ship to come in, and I've also experienced what it means to grab it by the horns and take it full throttle. To me, it's very sad, really, because the people that are out there waiting for better, waiting for the ship to come in, are missing the main point. Nothing changes until they do. Nothing will change until we say, I'm going to change it. And the change begins with me. Here's the beautiful part. You can start creating success not tomorrow, not next week, not after you get your webinar built or your funnel tightened up. You can start building your success right here, right now. But before we get there, I got to show you some of the key misconceptions about success and about life and how to ensure they never hold you back. Number one, the misconception that there's plenty of time. We may say to ourselves, well, listen, I've got lots of time. I've got to give myself an opportunity to make this webinar perfect or this sales funnel perfect. I got to get my script down. I got to wait for my coach to call me back. I got to make sure that my marketing is in place. Got to make sure all the I's are dotted and T's crossed before I get going. But this is one of the saddest delusions of the entire human experience, this belief that there's plenty of time. The fact is, you have less time than you probably think you have. The fact of the matter is, you have probably squandered more time than you care to even recognize. And that doesn't mean that you're lazy or that you're ungrateful or that you don't know how to manage yourself. What it means is that we oftentimes lose track of just how much time has slipped through our fingers. Time that if we could get those wasted days back and apply them to our business and to our life, man, wouldn't it be awesome if we could just get that time back? How about this? Instead of thinking about it that way, let's think about what we can do with the time we have left. So I want to give you a solution to this. I want you to take the solution of this. Act now. Do it today, whatever it is, whatever your thing is, whether that's starting and launching the business, making the decision to do it, writing that book, hell, going to the gym, mending the relationship, whatever it takes, whatever you do, stop waiting for better circumstances. Stop waiting for better timing. Stop waiting for somebody to pay you the respect that you're due or tell you that they're sorry and ask your forgiveness. Stop waiting for that. Build the bridge now. If that bridge is over a broken relationship, build it. If that bridge is between here, where you are and where you want to be financially, start building that bridge right now. Don't wait for better circumstances. There's always something you can be doing right now. The question is that I'm going to challenge you with right now, and I want you to just be as honest with yourself as you can. You don't have to tell me, but what are the actions that you know you need to take right now? And you know there's at least one or two, maybe even three big steps, big actions, big decisions that you need to make in order to start moving promptly and directly towards your dream. What is it? Stop thinking that there's plenty of time. Make today. Make the decision today that you're going to do something about it. Number two is this misconception that we need money or we need more information or we need support. Here's the reality. This is the reality check, and I want you to just listen to this and let it come into you, absorb it a little bit here. Don't judge it. Whatever you do, don't get defensive. The reality is you will never have all that you need, or more specifically, all that you think you need. Even if you have it all, it can't replicate action. It can't replace action. So even if you had all the money in the world, you could say, man, I got that one figured out. But you still have to take action, right? You still have to follow through. If suddenly you had an abundance of time, you still have to take action. If you suddenly had all the information you ever needed, and by the way, you probably have more information than you need, but if you had all the information you could possibly need in order to launch the business, write the book, do whatever it is you're here to do, your big mission, even if you had all that, nothing would stop or nothing would replace action. We often think, hey, I need more time, I need more money, I need more support, I need more information, I need more of this. But that is a lie that we tell ourselves. And you're going to hear this a lot. People are going to say, hey, listen, what is it you're doing? And you're going to give them all the information. And in the back of their mind, they're going to say to themselves, yep, that's pretty good. And then they're going to come up with the one of the biggest lies that anybody can tell themselves and say, well, I need some more time to think about it. Anytime somebody reaches out to me and they want to talk about coaching or mentorship, when I get done and they're like, wow, this sounds amazing. And I'm like, okay. And they ask how much it costs. They ask what the investment is. And I tell them. They say, well, I need some time to think about it. I'm thinking, what do you need to think about? You came to me in pain. I showed you the solution. I gave you the pathway to get there. What is it you need to think about? Here's the simple reality. Some will, some won't. So what? Moving on. That's the attitude you have to take when people come to you and you have the solution for them, and for whatever reason, they come up against this stop that I'm talking about. This belief that they have to have more money or more information, they have to be sure that the support is there, or maybe they need more time to think about it. You can't control people like that. You allow them to have their space, but then you move on and you go to the next person and the next person and the next person, and you keep showing up to deliver your greatness. The solution I would offer you here is to make a plan to get whatever it is you think you need and then hustle while you wait. Not hustle in the sense of hustle your face off, but I'm talking about move, shake, get going. The one thing that I will tell you is it's one of the great axioms of success. Thomas Edison said it. Great things come to those who hustle while they wait. So you might be waiting on an answer. You might be waiting on financing. You might be waiting to get more time. But that should not stop you and stagnate you and keep you stuck. That's the time to dig in, be creative, and get moving. Another misconception of success is that everyone else is somehow better off, better qualified, smarter, better equipped, better funded, or we think it's easier for them. You'll hear this a lot. People will say, yeah, but you don't understand. Here's the thing. It's not about you understanding or not understanding. It's about them building up a wall of excuses to stay safe, to stay secure in that pain. Believe it or not, people will fight to stay stuck because the idea of moving forward and taking action, bold action, is scarier than being stuck in the pain that they're in. There will be people that will be financially destitute. There will be people that will be in a terrible relationship. There will be people that will be stuck in a career they absolutely hate that is literally sucking their life out of them. And they would much rather stay there than to take that bold, courageous, unreasonably, totally, you know, crazy action to some people to start their own business, to launch their dream, whatever it is. To take such an unreasonable step to them is far more painful than staying stuck in a life of hell. Now, I know that sounds crazy, but this is the same misconception we're talking about where we think everybody else has it better off. Oh, sure, we can see evidence of greatness. We can see people out there that are rocking it. We can see people that are crushing it with their business, and we say, but that's them. Somehow we separate ourselves thinking that they're better off than we do, than we are, that they've got better resources, that they've had better breaks, that the circumstances are never like ours. They would never understand what we're going through, right? Fact of the matter is, that's not true. Many people who have risen to the top came through a gauntlet of fire, came through a crucible of pain and trials. But they came out the other end because they refused to quit, because they actually embraced it and said, you know what, even though these circumstances suck, this is what it takes for me to get through to that next side, to get through and break through to my success. Whether you feel this yourself or whether you experience it when people come to you, remember this. It is not easier for other people. It's not better off for them. The grass is not greener. It's what we choose to make of it. How we choose to rise above our challenges, and how we choose to make decisions that will take us from where we are to where we truly want to be. That takes courage, that takes vision, and that really takes a person who's willing and ready to succeed to take that kind of action. And finally, the misconception of success that I think crushes a lot of people, hopefully not you, is that this misconception of waiting for a savior to rescue them. It ain't going to happen, my friends. It's just not. It's up to each and every single one of us. We have to take extreme ownership. Now, here's the cool part. You can take this ownership. You can seize the mantle of leadership and say, I'm going to build the best life for myself, for my family, for the people I'm here to lead. And all you really need is a little bit of knowledge, the experience of life, and maybe a stroke of luck or two that you create for yourself. That's right. I use the word luck. I don't have a problem with the word luck. I've been real lucky in my life. But that luck happened because I was busting my ass. I got a lucky break just by getting introduced to Moeb. Having somebody like Matt Lloyd say, hey, JT, I see your value. I'd love for you to come out and share it with my community. Lucky break. One guy on the entire planet Earth had the opportunity for the last 5 years to do the daily power-up call. And how amazing is that? What a gift. What an amazing opportunity and a privilege that has been. Pure, unadulterated luck. And then the other side of that is that I also put a ton of work in preparation. meeting people, building my network, doing the best I could to put myself in a position to be qualified to show up to this. So remember, your knowledge, your experience, and maybe a dash of luck are the three things that you need in order to make your dream come true. It's not somebody swooping in to save you. It's not the cavalry coming in to rescue you from a bad situation or the Coast Guard to dig you out of the turbulent seas of life. No, this is up to you to decide right now, today, if this is yours, this dream, this vision, this success that is waiting on the other side of everything else, on the other side of that barrier that we've placed for ourselves. It's up to you to decide if you're going to smash through that barrier and grab that success with both hands and own it. My friends, here is the simple reality. There's a lot of people out there that have misconceptions about success. They think that there's plenty of time and that they'll get to it when the situation is better. They believe that they need more time, more money, more information, more support, more whatever. And once that happens, then they'll be able to seize, they'll be able to jump on the success. Some people think that everybody else is better off, that we could never possibly understand what they're going through. This, again, is a misconception. And some people are waiting for a savior of some sort, some lucky break, to come in and make the difference in their business, their career, and their life. And again, this is a delusion. Instead, what we have to remember is this. It's not about somebody else waiting, not about somebody else coming in to save us. It's not about waiting for better situations or better circumstances. It's about us creating it for ourselves today and every single day. That's why it starts here. That's why it starts now. And that's why it begins with you. So go out there and get it. Go out there and grab it. Make it yours today and every single day. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moab Daily Power Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.